Well, he's a really smart guy from the Trump administration and Patient Zero and Persecution. George Papadopoulos joining us for the balance of the hour in 6 minutes. But a lot of stations don't carry this first five. So we're not going to go to him until 6 minutes from now because I want to cut him off. And we got a big list of big issues to cover with him. He's really got an excellent, very informative view on the world. But I wanted to spend a few minutes on this. And I should make a whole documentary about this, or somebody should. You got Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, it's pure BS, and all the rest of it. But if you look at King Charles, before him Prince Charles, his dad Prince Philip, world government, depopulation, everything we're opposing, it's now out in the open. Greta Thunberg saying the world would be over by now. All of them saying it. It's important to go back over this. So let me show you some of the articles. When I'm off the air today, I'm going to repost these on X at Real Alex Jones. Here's the New York Post. Greta Thunberg reportedly deletes 2018 tweet claiming climate change will wipe out all of humanity by 2023. And I noticed on X, when these get posted, people say, this isn't real. Well, I went and found the news articles. It is real. I went and found her deleted tweet. So that's the disinformation that's going on. They don't want you to remember this. Everybody in your brain remembers, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, Beto O'Rourke and AOC saying the world's going to end in 10 years. Remember all that? Al Gore saying it's going to end in 2013, 2017. So here's some of the headlines. They don't want you to look up. A top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop fossil fuels over the next 5 years. 2018. Now it's the left that's actually endangering everybody with World War III. Here's the article. Top climate scientists, humans will go extinct. We don't fix climate change 2023. Here's AP back in the 80s saying by the year 2000, senior UN environmental officials said the entire nations could be wiped out the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by 2000. That's 24 years ago. And then when I posted this morning the Greta Thunberg New York Post, I saw comments saying it's not real. Well, I went and pulled it up. The New York Post was real, and the original article she was in 6 years ago saying it. And here it is on screen. Greta Thunberg on Twitter, a top climate scientist, is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels in the next 5 years. That's 2023. Here's the damn article. Here it is on webarchive.org. There it is. Here's a joke meme. This is a joke. It's Greta as an old lady. Greta 2065. We only have 1 month to save the world. Yeah, she's worth $18 million and flies around a private jet. Just 96 months to save the world, says Prince Charles. Said that in 2009. So the world was going to be over in like 6-7 years. Well, it didn't end in 2016. There's the actual article. So they do not want you remembering this. There is a major disinfo operation. Here's one. Al Gore's 30 years of climate errors. Shows the clip, shows the video, shows the articles, shows where he said it. Polar bears can't swim. Doomsday addiction, celebrating 50 years of failed climate predictions. Another excellent article from agweb.com. Influence Watch podcast 259, Gore's climate errors. We're going to do a whole report on this. Oil and gas industry critic in Canadian Senate flew 100,000 miles in past year to climate conferences. It's all a lie. It's all a fraud. And I know you're like, Alex, we've known that before you were born. I understand that. But the general public is starting to get it, but they don't fully get it. The UN, the globalists want the power to cut off our energy and totally control us. That's siege. That's slavery. And we've got to get on the ball because we have this paradox with populists and Christians and conservatives and just informed people. Capitalists. Just folks that are realists and want to live and have an optimist. We think because we know something really well, everybody else knows it. I'm just as bad as you are. That's not the case, folks. The public's ready to wake up, but you've got to get these articles, these reports, and get them out. And I've got to do reports on it to make it short and sweet. So there you go. A quick 5 minutes on that. George Papadopoulos joins us in 60 seconds. They're trying to put this guy under the prison, but he survived. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? Mmm. I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart
of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. Hold on to the good times. Got major bumps off the debate 2 weeks ago, big bumps off last night. He's 25 points ahead nationwide, 10, 15 points in battleground states. If they steal it, they steal it. But if there's a real election, he wins big time. All right, George Papadopoulos, along with General Flynn, are the first people the deep state targeted. Both were vindicated, and the truth came out. He'll talk some about that because they're trying to recycle it. But the real reason he's here to talk about his best-selling book, The Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump, which is key to understand. He's going to try it again. We'll talk about Biden's disastrous presser, the NATO summit, the Op Against 2016 campaign that must be declassified, and everything else. George, you called in during Spaces a few days ago. We appreciate you joining us as a guest. My friend, we're going to break here in 25 minutes. I'm going to try to give you the floor until then. George Papadopoulos.
Great to be with you, Alex. Thanks so much for having me.
Where do you want to begin, my friend?
Yeah, the world is changing so quickly, Alex. I mean, we have one moment, we have a Biden presser that was supposed to be the mother of all pressers to basically revitalize his wailing campaign. And what happened? All of a sudden, he goes off scripted and he completely fumbles the ball. He showcases to the American public and the world that not only is he completely incompetent and he just simply doesn't have the mental acuity to continue being the commander in chief, but also that he's a national security threat. And I think this is something, because of so much info hitting us at the same time, every single day, there's like a new news cycle that we're forgetting that just a year ago, Jamie Comer and others on the House Oversight Committee presented evidence that the Biden crime family was receiving millions of dollars from countries like China, Romania, Ukraine, and potentially more in order to sell out American foreign policy to the highest bidder. That, for some reason, has completely gone underground. And I think it is because, and I can only theorize, is because the Republicans believe that if they showcase how corrupt this family is, it's only going to accelerate his decline, get him out of office. unfortunately for Biden, I think these pressers and the Democrats now are an even bigger threat to his presidency. And the longer he showcases who he is to the American people and the world, the further his decline is going to be and the quicker they're going to want to remove him. And I'm just going to land on this. If you go back to the last election, the basement strategy was brilliant by the Biden campaign. The less you saw Biden, the better it off was for him. They can't hide him anymore. The CIA got involved in the last election, too, by suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. Too many people are awake now, Alex. Too many eyeballs are watching the ball, and I don't think they could pull the same card twice. And that's why I think it's going to be a lot more difficult this time to steal the election.
And, George, that's why I love having really informed guests that have experienced this for themselves on, because you just hit the nail on the head. I almost interrupted, but I shut up because I want you to talk. That's the only thing I've missed the last few weeks is that he's such a foreign agent. He's such a spy. He works for China, Russia, Ukraine. He's like a vending machine. And what are the outside handlers, like the Hunter Biden laptop audio, where he's like, the head of Chinese intelligence runs me and I haven't talked to him in a month. And what's happening? That's all real audio. They admit that's real. Exactly. That's the big missing piece, is what do world leaders think of this? We can laugh at it all day, but it projects weakness. It may make China go ahead and make the move into Taiwan. What do they know we don't know? What could they pull with all the blackmail they've got on him? So elaborate on that.
Yeah, let's just look at facts, right, Alex? Go back to the Bush administration. What happened? Putin went in on Georgia, the country of Georgia, obviously not the state of Georgia, and he occupies to this day about 20% of Georgia. Go to the Obama administration, in which Vice President Biden was running points on Ukraine at the same time that his son, Hunter Biden, was involved in Burisma, getting paid millions of dollars as a so-called natural gas expert, even though he has absolutely no qualifications to do so. And what happens then? Putin goes in, takes over Crimea. Trump gets into office, absolutely no wars. The U.S. oil and gas reserves were completely revitalized. America became an energy exporter for the first time since World War II. Oil and gas prices were very low, and Putin simply didn't have the finances to move into Ukraine because around 30 to 40% of Russia's entire budget depends on oil and gas. So what's happened now? All of these payments, going back to 2014, 2015, the embezzlement, the corruption, the overt bribery in the quid pro quo, where Joe Biden himself, during a speech he was giving at one of these think tanks, I think it was the Council on Foreign Relations, said, I was running point. Ukraine put in this prosecutor to look into the corruption that my son was allegedly involved in with this company, Burisma. So what did I tell the president of Ukraine that we helped install just a year before? If you don't fire this prosecutor looking into my son's dealings, you're not getting this loan that you desperately need. You're not getting $1 billion. And you're not going to be shined in a very bright light in terms of U.S. foreign policy.
Exactly. They so the question is, who really runs Biden?
Here's what I really think is going on. And this is why I think Obama actually came out in support of Biden overtly. Some people are rumoring that, you know, he might be behind the scenes trying to overthrow him. I don't think that's the case, Alex. And I'll tell you why. I think Obama is the puppet master. I think it's the Susan Rice's, the Obama. I think Obama made it very clear that he needed a third term to completely destroy America from within.
Yeah, he famously said, I'd love to sit in my sweats in a basement and run things.
Absolutely. So you have to understand, why would Obama want to give up that power? Obama's key point of being a politician is control, power, and changing the American identity from within and destroying our credibility abroad. Biden also has, I believe, info on Obama, considering that they worked hand in glove in terms of all of these various corrupt acts, not even including.
Exactly. So you're saying there's cross blackmail going on.
That's exactly what I really think is going on. I think that's why Biden believes he has an ace up his sleeve. And why I also think Biden is fighting to remain in power, and why Obama has been very tacitly approving of Biden maintaining power, because if Biden goes and they have a wild card like Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom, there's no guarantee that those two individuals who really don't have any skin in the game with Obama to protect Obama at this case in point, almost going into 12 years after his administration.
Incredibly accurate, George. And I know, let's talk about your book, and then I'm going to get into current events, because it's important to know where we started. Why were you according to the history I've seen, but you lived it, so some of them are wrong. You and Flynn were targeted right at the outset, the first. Why was that done? What unfolded? How were you able to expose it and defeat their attacks?
Yeah, so I cover this in the book, Deep State Target, and it's an incredible story that really showcases that this was not a spontaneous, justified investigation called Crossfire Hurricane that started in the summer of 2016. But the operation, and it wasn't even the FBI actually that was running this thing. It was actually the CIA with foreign intelligence, including our closest so-called partners, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United Kingdom, which are part of this Five Eyes intelligence agreement. What the Five Eyes intelligence agreement is, so your viewers understand the context of what I'm about to discuss here, is the U.S. with these four other countries basically can spy on each other's citizens if they want. They share intelligence on foreign countries and their citizens. So let's make an example. When I was on the Trump campaign, especially at the beginning, I was based in London. So the Obama administration said, hey, there's this guy Papadopoulos, and there's this guy Flynn, who was also spending some time in London. We can't circumvent the U.S. Constitution in theory. We all know that that's false. And we can't penetrate their Bill of Rights, but you can do it because they're based abroad without any hesitation. So they were using people like the CIA, the MI6, MI5, other foreign intelligence to put people into my life, General Flynn's life, Roger Stone's life, to bump into us and to create the fix that would later result in a domestic FBI investigation.
And by the way, I never wrote myself into this, and I haven't told the story fully yet, but at the same time, I was approached by Russians. They were CIA. I went to the FBI about it, into their offices. But I had the same stuff happen at the same time. Like, here's $3 million.
Alex, this is exactly the point. What happened was they went after high-profile conservatives. It wasn't simply presidential campaigns. I worked on Ben Carson's campaign first, and later we find out that Ben Carson was also targeted as part of one of these 26 people in Trump's periphery or orbit or even his campaign that were targeted.
So these
are
illegal stings. They go to every person around Trump and offer him money, and to the credit of the American people, they couldn't get one person to take cash.
I really think that they teamed up with some sort of Hollywood scriptwriter, or they had, as they always say, unlimited manpower, unlimited money, and unlimited time to fabricate evidence and to set up people when
they
want to.
Sure, but let me interrupt you. What does it say about conservatives and Christians? Because this is admitted. They could never get one Trump supporter ever to sell out to Russia. Like, we're not, what does that say about, I'm a little bit proud of us. I mean, I know who I am. You can't buy me. But I'm just saying they couldn't get anybody to sell out. I mean, that's beautiful.
Alex, I think it's because we're ardent believers in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Certainly I am. I'm a patriot. I love this country. I've always put this country first. Public service has been in my blood since I was a teen. And something that I would never do is sell this country out for silver, gold, platinum, or cash. The way that they wanted me to and the way they wanted you to and other people. So I think at the end of the day, what this operation really showcased is that there are two types of people in America. They're traitors and patriots. I certainly fit in the image and the party of the patriots. You do, Roger Stone, President Trump, others, because we did not take this type of offering that they were willing to give us to sell out America, to sell out the Trump campaign, and to basically reinstall an Obama third term that unfortunately the American people today are witnessing what a disaster that would have been and what a disaster it is today.
Finish up on yourself in the book, though, because I haven't read the book. I'm starting to. People tell me it's amazing. Real experts say it's really a must read. But just finishing up, because you're a microcosm, why did they target you and Flynn first? And then finish up with that and let's move into what's currently happening.
Yeah, so what they did was because we were based in London, or Flynn was actually traveling a lot to London. That's why you have this infamous picture with him with the head of MI6. I was living and working in London. So they said, let's go get at the guys that don't have constitutional protection who are living abroad. And that's why this guy, Joseph Mifsud, Stefan Halper, the so-called Australian diplomat, his people, other spies, Turkish operatives, you had Mossad operatives, according to the New York Post, all convened in London and in Europe and in the Middle East, where I, as a foreign policy advisor, that was my job. If I wasn't abroad, if I wasn't talking to foreign governments, meaning our allies, there was no reason for me to be on these presidential campaigns. So what they did was They went to these governments and said, this guy's a foreign policy advisor. Flynn was a head of DIA. When they go and reach out and talk to you about the Trump campaign, act as if you're having a realistic, normal meeting, but why don't you wear a wire? And why don't you try to find out what this campaign is really all about? And the reason they went after us and why these foreign governments went after us, along with the CIA, is because Trump was against the globalist agenda. And I'm going to say it like I've always said it. The most heavily watched event in the entire world every 4 years, Alex, it's not the World Cup, it's not the Olympics, it's the presidential campaign season. Every country around the world has an interest in it. At that time in 2016, before Brexit, you had issues like the TPP, Brexit, war with Russia, arming Ukraine, NATO expansion, China running amok. All of these countries certainly didn't want a nationalist, populist like Donald Trump in office. They all had vested interest in Clinton, and that's why they targeted me initially, Flynn and others, and why this continued up until Trump's recent conviction.
And now they're bringing Russiagate out again, so we'll bring that up at the end of the interview. Now, still got 40 minutes left. Let's shift gears, George Papadopoulos, into the current situation. How would you describe Biden refusing to leave? Clearly, Democrat, Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, they all say you got to go. Disagree if you disagree, but it looks like they're saying go. He's refusing. What is your prediction?
Yeah, and this really goes to why I think why Obama's the puppet master. And I think the reason Biden feels that he has this ace up his sleeve is because I think there could be some sort of coordinated blackmail among one another. Because like I said, he was his vice president. Obviously, they have a very close working relationship. They both know each other's secrets. And there's been, outright proclamations from, I think it was a stenographer of Obama or Biden, who said that, yes, Biden does have some blackmail on Obama. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's been reported recently. So the reason Biden feels that he's emboldened, that he does have the potential to withstand the storm, even when you have people like, George Clooney and some of these other big Titan donors saying, we're not even going to donate if Biden's there, is because it's Obama supporting him behind the scenes. And Obama supporting him because he believes that with him in power, it's Obama running the show. If Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom or some of these other folks that they're talking about, Whitmer or these others, Obama's not going to have the influence behind the scenes that he does with Biden. That's why I don't think Biden is going to get out, barring, and I think there's only one exception to him actually dropping out of this race, is if the GOP in Congress, the FBI, the CIA, or even Democrats on the House leak criminal activity by the Biden family that people like Jamie Comer and Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz have been alleging for over the last 3 years.
Exactly. So will the Republican establishment join the Democrats to remove Biden, or do they want to keep him in because he's so weak? I think that's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And that's exactly why I think the Republicans have kind of threw this under the rug a little bit, and they haven't talked about it in about a year, because I think they're waiting for the convention. But also the Democrats understand that if Biden is there up until the election and past the election, it's going to be a historic rout. I mean, it's literally impossible for Biden to recover, not only from his horrendous debate performance, but of course his weak and feckless policies, which have simultaneously invited a political security and economic crisis. And when his own party is on national television from ABC to CNN to MSNBC calling for his removal and replacement. So Biden cannot recover from this, whether he wants to or he doesn't. So the Republicans understand that. And the Democrats also understand that if they reveal information about criminality by the Biden family, the entire party is going to look corrupt and dirty. So they're in this horrendous situation. They're caught between a rock and a hard place where they really don't know what to do. They're hoping Biden exits gracefully. I don't think that's going to happen. So I think they're going to have to force him out. They're going to lose this election to Trump. And then they're going to have to re-strategize and reprioritize what this party really is. Is it the party of an 80-year-old white guy, or is it the party of the extremists on the left, like AOC, Tlaib, and Omar, who are trying to shift the Democrat Party into something completely unrecognizable and something that I don't think the majority of Americans really want? So they're in this state of introspection right now, Alex.
No, I agree. George, I'm really impressed. This is the best analysis I've heard in years. This is like Tucker Carlson level stuff here. So I'm blown away. So he's refusing to leave because of internal blackmail. He's got his own little camp follower with Jill, and Hunter is the chief of staff de facto now. And he knows he's facing all these charges. He wants to keep the power. He won't leave. And at the same time, though, that will ensure that Trump wins in a landslide. But the Democrats can't bring forward the dirt because that implicates them as well. They're basically paralyzed.
It's fascinating. They are incredibly paralyzed. And the biggest mistake they did was wait until the last minute to even discuss removing him. If they had discussed this, the 25th Amendment, 2 years ago, I mean, Biden didn't just wake up and have one bad moment. This guy has been short-circuiting since the day he ascended to the Oval Office. He hasn't held a briefing without his handlers, I don't think even
and
one
time. And that's emblematic of the establishment's arrogance. They keep acting like they didn't know. This indicts the media and the Democratic Party more than anybody, doesn't it?
No, it indicts. It's a profound indictment on the mainstream media. There are cohorts in the Democrat Party, the intelligence community, Biden, and even Obama. And the reason, Alex, and you alluded to a great point, that Hunter and Jill are the ones who are basically supporting their feeble and weak father and husband to remain in office while he's making a national embarrassment of himself, is because they understand that the embarrassment and the potential criminal liability that they face, not only as a family, but as people in their party potentially face if he drops out, are even greater than what you're showcasing right now, including Biden having an incredibly horrendous moment on national television during a debate performance, or even a simple exchange during a NATO presser that he just had a couple days ago. So this is really at the heart of the situation. It's a tremendous opportunity for the Republican Party to now galvanize around Donald Trump, to expound on the MAGA America First principles, and to make this movement not simply be about the next 4 years, but about the next 40 years, because I think the Democrats are in such a dangerous position right now and in such a weak position that we as a party and as a MAGA movement could take full advantage of it.
Well, I was about to interrupt you and say that. Are they in danger of killing their party? And what is the new party, we need a two-party system, that is going to come out of that? I mean, I think it's clear they are in existential danger of ending, because they're either the evil kleptocrat pedophile party of Biden, or they're the AOC communist Palestinian, you know, New World Order idiot party. I mean, this is the end of the Democratic Party, is what I'm saying.
And I think I give credit to Donald Trump regarding this, because, see, we can't forget. I mean, we have to remember, right? The Republican Party used to be the party of endless wars, crony capitalism, open borders, so-called free trade. That's what the Koch brothers are all about, right? That's why the Koch brothers, who are part of the Republican establishment, decided not to support Donald Trump. And it wasn't because he was a Republican. It was because he was tough on China. You have the establishment and the intel agencies and the community going against Donald Trump because he decided he's going to close the border. He's going to stop endless wars and create peace deals around the world. And that's simply not good for business. So what has this done? The Democrats, who used to be somewhat along those lines, going back to, let's say, Kennedy, they decided we can't look exactly like Donald Trump. So we have to shift and to look like something opposite of Donald Trump. And opposite of Donald Trump are the warmongers, the neocons, the open borders, and the destroying of America from within. So they have basically replaced themselves with what the old Republican Party was. That's something that Americans overtly rejected and voted in Donald Trump simply because they hate Donald Trump so much. So this is another brilliant practice.
It
by
is.
Donald
George,
Trump
George Papadopoulos, stay there. The book is Deep State Target. George Papadopoulos back. We're going to talk about this and how the enemy's going to strike back when we come back. I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Haven't been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around, I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice. The silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Best-selling author of Deep State Target, George Papadopoulos, is our guest.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so, George, I agree with you. I think you're dead on. Amazing analysis. Populists, conservatives, Trump supporters are in the driver's seat. But the deep state isn't going to give up. Will they do an October surprise? Will they do a false flag? They're in total disarray. That, to me, that makes them more dangerous. What are you concerned about? You've given us your optimistic view, and I think that's where things are going. I don't think anybody disagrees you're wrong. But what should we be concerned about? What tricks, what aces does Obama and the deep state have up their sleeves?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I'm optimistic regarding where the Republican Party is going under MAGA. I am pessimistic when it comes to the ace or the joker Biden and the Democrat Party's sleeve. Simply forget even about replacing him at this time. Let's look at some facts, right? You had the Afghanistan disaster where Biden pulled American troops out of there. There was a civilian deaths. Our troops were killed in suicide bombings before. But equally as important as that disaster was that the U.S. left $86 billion in black market arms to the Taliban, which is a terrorist organization that our troops and NATO was fighting for over 20 years, only to exit in this unglorious way. You have the Ukrainian issue now, where you have also thousands of potentially millions, actually millions, of black market arms facilitating through Ukraine. Some of those arms have even reached groups like Hamas, which are waging this war with Israel currently. So you put that together with terrorist organizations also operating in Latin America, especially in Venezuela, like Hezbollah, where they're part of this illicit drug trade, which has been going on for years now, especially under the Biden administration when Trump tried to clamp that down. You look at the open border, you have military-aged men from China coming in for the first time really in history. They have gone up about 6,000% the last year. You have people from the Middle East, Asia, and Latin America funneling themselves through the border. With these arms on the market, with terrorist organizations operating at our southern border in Latin America, and Mexico giving basically carte blanche to these groups to go in, that is a recipe for an unmitigated disaster. We've already seen issues going on right now in countries like Russia, where you have these low IQ Islamist terrorists that are being financed by obviously foreign governments or intel agencies to go and kill random civilians in orchestras or people just on the streets. Unfortunately, what I'm seeing now, Alex, is something similar might happen here on the home front in America. It's because the Biden administration has kept this border open while these groups are operating to the south of us. And we've already seen in countries like Russia, this potential card being exploited with these kind of people going and killing civilians.
And George, I totally agree. Trump said 100% chance there's going to be a terror attack. How will the media spin it when Biden opened the border? How will they use a terror attack? Because they're not bringing in tens of thousands of Chinese military-aged men and Islamic military-aged men in the same boots, the same outfits, the same backpacks. These are professional groups. They're not bringing them in here for no reason. What do you think is being planned?
Yeah, and also I just look at the state level, right? You have Biden trying to bring Putin to escalate the situation. We have where the U.S. is shifting F-16s now, telling the Ukrainians, go bomb Russia. It's good. Use our missiles. Use our weapons. You can bomb into Moscow. You could go attack Russia. This is going on with 3.5-4 months before an election. What this is all showcasing is that they want escalation. They want the world to look like a less safe place, to scare Americans, to say President Biden is in control. If you replace him, you might have even more instability. And George W. Bush did the same exact thing with the threat of terror. When he wasn't looking good for him during his second term or going into his second term, you had this type of rally around the flag effect. So what I think the Democrats are going to do is this. Let's look back at what went on during the congressional hearings about the border. The Democrats presented to the table a so-called border bill, which was really an asylum bill. And they said, hey, look, the Republicans said they don't want financing for the border. They don't want to secure the border. What they're going to do is once an attack happens in America, they're going to put the blame squarely on the Republicans for not enacting this fake border bill, and then put the blame squarely on Trump for being against it. That's how I think they're going to spin this, because there's absolutely no other way, if civilians are killed under Biden's watch, that they could say this is his fault.
You just nailed it. And there's the disconnect, where they think, because they lie and say Biden isn't demented, then they act like they just discovered it. They think Americans are going to blame Trump and the Republicans for not passing an amnesty deal as a border control deal, but they're in their own bubble. They don't care. They're going to let the attacks happen or provocateur or doing themselves and then try to blame it on Trump. That's not going to work either, but they're going to do it. Why are they? It seems like they're in their own bubble.
No, they're completely in their own bubble. It's just like the same arguments when gas prices were hitting $7 in California. I think they still are $7 in California. And around $4 nationally, what was the narrative? Oh, this is all Putin's fault. When inflation was at 40 years high, This is Putin's fault. There's always somebody else to blame except the administrative state, the deep state, and their puppet, Joe Biden. So it's obvious what's going to happen. And I hope it doesn't happen, Alex. This isn't something that anybody wants. But even Donald Trump himself said it. There's a 100% chance that there's going to be an attack in America. If it happens, they will not blame Biden because they've invested so many years in propping him up.
You know, I mentioned the clip earlier. I don't know if the crew has it, but since you mentioned it, I'll have to play it. It's been played probably 500 times. But the clip of Biden as VP or after that at the CFR saying, hey, this prosecutor was looking at me and my family. We gave the order. Son of a bitch, he was fired just a few hours later. And then I want to pull the clip up because I don't want for new listeners to think we're just saying this. Trump has said it on Hannity Monday night or Tuesday night. He said it 2 weeks ago. He said it five or six times I've seen in the last 2 months, 100% chance of an attack. Here's Biden and the clip I mentioned firing the prosecutor in Ukraine. And we're going to find that clip of Trump or one of the clips where he says no 100% chance, which is true. Here it is. Maybe we don't have that clip ready. I asked for it earlier. It's Biden says, son of a bitch, he's fired. You know that clip, guys? All right, we'll find that clip and get back to it. George, continuing here then, what would your advice to President Trump be?
Advice to President Trump would be this. They are going to use a sentencing in September to get him off the campaign trail. We all know that. The last 9 years, Alex, has been one thing and only one thing. It has been a systematic lawfare operation which started with Russiagate that metastasized into impeachment 1.0, 2.0, the events on January 6th. And when they looked and saw that Trump wasn't dead on arrival after January 6th and that his political career was resuscitating and that America First Patriots actually were winning this last midterm, that's when they raided Mar-a-Lago. That's when the indictment started. And then that's, of course, when all of these kangaroo court appearances began and his ultimate conviction. They want to get him off the campaign trail, and they probably will, because I don't think they went through this effort to simply slap him on the wrist and give him some sort of probation. So what I would advise President Trump to do very quickly is highlight to the American people who he's going to select for his vice president, his FBI director, his CIA director, his director of national intelligence, and most importantly, who his attorney general is going to be. Because we've talked about a lot of issues here today. We've talked about foreign policy and the border. But the one issue that I think strikes fear equally into the hearts and minds of Americans today is the two-tier justice system, the corrosion of the rule of law, and the weaponization of government against dissent writ large in America. So when Trump highlights who his new cabinet is going to be, it's going to galvanize his supporters. It's going to showcase exactly what kind of man he's going to be during his second term and how he's going to use these folks to make America great again. And I think that, as well as him describing his policies as president of the United States, including what's going on in Ukraine today, with China, with the border, he does that, it's going to be a slam dunk for him, and it's just going to, you know, really move him exponentially in the right direction right before he ascends to the Oval Office, and should make a successful 4 years after that.
George, what do you think is happening with the establishment Republicans? Because we know Trump is just a beachhead into a party, a populist, you know, an anti-war guy. But how much control does Trump finally have the Republican Party? We know when he got in almost 8 years ago, he was completely surrounded, outnumbered. They're really concerned, though, once he gets in, he's going to have more controls of the levers.
Yeah, Alex, look, personnel is policy, right? So the biggest mistake that Donald Trump made during his first term is he campaigned as an America First MAGA candidate with brilliant ideas, going back to things he's been talking since the 80s about. He gets to Washington, D.C. The deep state goes and attacks his advisors, people like Flynn, which gets ambushed in the Oval Office, people like Roger Stone, myself. People were all targeted, making us and himself look to be something that we were not, in order to replace us and his ideas with more establishment type thinking. So the moment he got in, people like Bolton, Tillerson, Pompeo, some of these other establishment types, that's when you started to see some sort of shift in the White House. That's when you saw them trying to subvert him from within. So what I think Donald Trump really needs to assure he does with this second term is make sure you do hire and select your closest confidants to be patriots, America first, and constitutionalists. That's how we're going to have a smooth second administration, because if it goes back to how things were the first term, where you have people like Mike Pence as vice president, you have a Bolton as national security advisor, we're going to have the same exact issues and the Faucis of the world. He learned those mistakes, and the Republican Party today, I think, knows that. So what they're going to try to do is try to subvert him. The problem is they can't. They thought January 6th was going to be the end of him. It wasn't. They thought that the indictment was going to be the end of him. It wasn't. He's more popular than ever. He's raised more money than ever. And his polling today is much higher than it even was in 2020. So they have no choice but to back him. The problem is what happens after 4 years, Alex. And after 4 years, I think the establishment is going to want to prop up people like Haley again. They're going to want the DeSantises. They're going to want people like that back in power because they're controllable. So
that's why we've got to have a purge, not putting them in prison, but shunning them, cutting money off to them, kicking them all out of the party. And Trump's got to fire all the U.S. attorneys day one. He's got to go in there and take full control. So let me ask you this. You talk about once Trump gets in, the real problem starting. I agree with you. We're only halfway there then. But what about the 79 days between him being president-elect and him being president, the 79 days of hell like we saw 4 years ago? I mean, they've been talking about civil uprisings. They've got Senate bills introduced to pull the Insurrection Act from the president to try to hamstring him. I mean, the globalists are telling us, like they said, Red Mirage 4 years ago with mail-in ballots. Now they're saying we're just going to burn the country down. So how do we respond to that during that 79 days?
You know, Alex, shows like yours are very critical to telegraph information to the American people that they simply don't get on mainstream media. The mainstream media is there to create a narrative and to control information to then lull the American people to sleep with official narratives, which the majority of the time are actually established by the intel agencies. I've actually seen this in person. I've spoken to many people, in the mainstream media, especially in 2017, 2018, that you could just understand we're masquerading as journalists, but we're quite clearly part of the intel establishment. So what I think they're going to do is they're probably going to create further escalation with Russia. Putin's being smart about it. He's not escalating the situation as much as he could with Biden because he knows what Biden is doing. They're going to try to do the same thing with China. And if that all falters, you likely will see some sort of attack, which God forbid it happens, domestically. And they're going to use the border as the excuse, but they're not going to use the border or Biden. They're going to say it was Trump's fault. It was the Republicans' fault for not putting this together. So I think now that Americans are knowledgeable, now that Americans really understand what's going on and they know the game that's being played because they're now more educated than they ever have been before, especially because of the decentralization of media and platforms like X, your shows, others, which are giving real information, they're not going to allow the summer of love to happen again. They're not going to allow themselves to be fearful of Antifa. They're not going to allow or be fearful of a weaponized justice system. What they will do, though, is they're going to get American patriots elected to make sure that those type of insurrections, real insurrections that happened, will never happen on their watch again, and that America will be more safe, secure, and prosperous using their will, their power, their vote, and their money by getting the right people elected. So it's all about education, Alex. The people have it, and that's why I don't think no matter what the Biden administration is going to try to do, it will fail this time.
Well, I agree with you, and that's my next point is, what do you think's going on in the deep state right now? They've got to be really concerned.
Now, they're extremely concerned because Trump declassified the Russiagate files. That's why I also think that you had this report come out 4 months ago that we were talking about at the beginning of this, that the CIA actually created the operation against the Trump campaign. There's a lot of declassified information out there that Trump wants to get to the American people. He tried to do it in the latter stage of his administration. The deep state puppets within his own administration, including Attorney General Barr, prevented that from happening. So this is where I think we're going to see them try to prevent this information from coming out. But it goes back to what we said earlier, Alex. It's the Democrats are in this bad position that if they get rid of Biden, their party is going to be in disarray. If they keep him in power, you're also going to have a lot of this bad criminal activity revealed about him and his family and potentially other Democrats. So the deep state right now is a state of panic. I don't think they know what to do. They think that the only way to distract from the domestic issues that Biden faces and the Democrat Party faces is by escalating the conflict abroad or some situation that might happen domestically. But the issue is people are educated now, Alex. They're not going to fall for this anymore. That's why when you had this congressional hearing, I think it was a month or two ago, about Russian nuclear weapons in space or space aliens or whatever they were talking about, Americans didn't even blink an eye. If this was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, there would be full sheer panic. No one's
That's
buying
right. There's
this,
no more trust in the system, but Trump will restore that. So we have the clips now. Here's Trump, since we mentioned it, one of the many clips, saying imminent 100% terror attack. We'll just play it back to back with Joe Biden saying, son of a bitch, the prosecutor got fired.
100% chance that there will be a major terrorist attack in the United States, or many attacks maybe. And it's all because of what's happened over the last 3 years.
So I got Ukraine, and I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours. I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
So you've had Richard Haass, the CFR, up there on stage with him. They've all had an asleep America they've been ruling over, selling out to China for 50 years. And now they've got an awake America, and they don't know what to think, George. It's a whole new ballgame for them, isn't it?
No, it totally is. And you know what's sad or astonishing about that clip you just showed is that Trump was actually impeached over a perfect phone call to Ukraine's president, Zelensky. Now, what was he actually impeached for by the Democrats in the House? It was about quid pro quo, which quid pro quo means give and take. You do this and I give you that kind of thing, like a blackmail exchange. What you just witnessed and what all your millions of viewers just witnessed was quintessential quid pro quo, potential high crimes bribery, which is a completely impeachable offense. Now, why did Biden feel so confident to actually do what he did? He was confident because he was Obama's point man running Ukraine. The entire reason behind why the Democrats are so in bed with what happens and what the results of Ukraine are is because at that exact moment that you saw that bribery, that quid pro quo, was because Hunter Biden was dealing with a shady, corrupt Ukrainian energy company called Burisma. They were paying Hunter Biden $50,000 to $80,000 a month to simply do one thing and one thing only, keep the channels open to Vice President Biden. And that is why, Alex, it is imperative that how the Republicans started off this entire impeachment inquiry about bribery, high crimes, alleged misconduct by the Biden family has to continue. Because if it doesn't continue, people have short memories. They're going to forget all about this. They're just going to remember
Biden. And they're
going to
turn around once Trump's in and say Russiagate again, which they're doing. George, Your book is out. It's amazing. I'm going to read it. I got a copy of it. The Deep State Target. Everybody should get it. George Papadopoulos. How do people follow you on X? Where else do they find you?
Thanks, thanks, Alex. You could follow me on X. That's where I'm predominantly on. It's at GeorgePapa19. I'm not a big Facebook guy, but certainly follow me on there for a lot of updates. There's going to be a lot of activity moving forward, going into this election. Things are likely going to heat up. And it's very important for people to stay educated and in tune with that, with what's happening. So thank you very much.
Well, George, you're an amazing guy. Trump needs a lot more people like you. You think he'll be back in the administration if he gets back in?
If that opportunity ever comes, Alex, I would wholeheartedly accept it. Right now, my priority, of course, is making sure that Donald Trump does once again ascend to the Oval Office. I've been on the Trump train since the summer of 2015, when so many people never thought it was possible, because I understand what the American people want. Somebody that loves this country as much as I do, I know what America needs, and they need Donald Trump right now. So should he get reelected and he hires me, that would be the honor of a lifetime and something I would definitely accept.
Well, we love you. Anytime you want to come to Austin, we'd love to have you in studio. God bless you. The book, The Deep State Target. George Papadopoulos, thank you.
Thanks so much, Alex.
All right. We got a guest host taking over right now, and then Owen in an hour. God, I got a bunch of news I didn't hit. I didn't drop the ball today. It was a big show. Took a lot of calls. Had a great guest on. Hit a lot of it. Man, look at these other articles. Leaked U.S. Army briefing slides called pro-lifer organizations terror group. This is confirmed. This is bigger than the PNAC documents and stuff I released 20 years ago. Look at this. And it's Saturday tomorrow, so I won't be here to do a show because I'm going to be at a secret mission. But look for special reports at Infowars.com and Real Alex Jones. And look for big stuff breaking Sunday and Monday. You know I don't tease you, folks. If I tell you something's big and juicy, it's big and juicy. I owned a steakhouse. I said, this is a big, juicy ribeye. You can better believe it's a big, juicy ribeye. So we've got a lot coming up in the next few days at Infowars.com, Infowars.com/show, band.video. Because we're on X, and that's great. We're reaching 30 million people a day there. But we need you to remember, in case something happens, we're at band.video and Infowars.com/show. And please don't forget, I'm funded by you. You're our backers. You're the reason we're here. When you look at this show, you are literally it. So most of you never go to InfoWarsStore.com. You never go to DrJonesNaturals.com, our great sponsor. You never get fluoride-free nano silver tea tree oil, organic peppermint, iodine toothpaste that does incredible things for your teeth and gums, and all the other products. Why don't you go to DrJonesNaturals.com? I need your support. I'm asking for your support. I'm asking you to write down drjonesnaturals.com, that URL, and I'm asking you to go there right now and check out the great products, and I humbly thank you for your support. But look, I can't make decisions for you. You've got to make the decision now to go to the site, drjonesnaturals.com. Those that made the decision and kept us on air, you're the reason we're still here, having an incredible effect. I salute you and thank you. And I love the regular listeners. Spread the word. Pray for us. Great. But for heaven's sakes, please, for our children's future and all our futures together, go to drjonesnaturals.com. Big sale at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right. That's it for Alex Jones hosting this, because I get ready to get on an airplane. And big news coming up, so stay with us.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible, because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc, everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones